Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am. Before we get into the episode proper, just a few housekeeping bits and pieces. So the Patreon, every week you're getting a brand new episode of Top 5 up there on the Patreon. So every Monday or Sunday, depending on how organized I am, a new episode will go up with a whole bunch of people who have, you know, your favorites from the show, people like Greg Larson, who's been on a couple of times, Adam Richard, Tommy Dasilo, Carl Chandler, Jen Fricker, heaps and heaps of people. Mel Buttle, it's really good. Dirok, it's great. Ben Lomas, see, the names just keep coming. Anyway, so that is up every single Sunday and Monday. Go to patreon.com/DYKWIA if you want to help support the program and help support me. That is always appreciated. If you are interested in purchasing the live streams, they're all on sale. All those live streams we did at the start of the year, or the middle of the year actually, they're all on sale for you to watch for as long as you like. So before they're up for 24 hours and they disappeared, now they're up for the whole time. And so these shows were so great, so that's why they're out. And I'm thinking, you know, they're too good just to sit on. So if you would like to purchase them, all 10 shows for $50, go to joshearl.com.au, or you can get it from the Stupid Old Studios. So SOS Presents, I think, is the other site. So, but if you go to joshearl.com.au, it's all there. The link is there. Hey, before we get into this episode, I should just point out that, yeah, the sound quality isn't as good as it normally is. Had a few issues with some microphones, and we're still doing it over Zoom. Hopefully next week I can have people back in the studio. At the minute, they can only have three people in the studio at a time, and I'm the idiot who did a podcast but needs five people in a room. So hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully we can do that very, very soon. Oh, one last thing, gigs. I'm doing a bunch of gigs. If you're listening to this the week it comes out and you're in Melbourne, I'm doing gigs on Friday at the Euro at the Basement, supporting Nick Cody. I'm doing Saturday alongside Ben Russell at Comedy Republic in the city, which is Reese and Kyron's new room, along with Matt Stewart and Grace Jarvis, who are both I'm big fans of their work and get them on the podcast all the time. And Sunday I'm doing Comedy Voltaire over in North Melbourne. So you've got three opportunities to see me the day this comes out, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So hopefully if you're in Melbourne, I see you there. That's all. Take care. And I will see you on the other side of this music. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week I discovered I share my name with an actor who played the role of Honky the Clown, yeah, in the 2018 horror film Zombie Girl, spelled G-R-R-L, which is a Canadian film, silent film, shot in black and white. It's all on YouTube. I got through 2 minutes of it, and I challenge listeners, try and get through more than that. It is dog shit, okay? It is so bad.
Did you see your namesake in it? Did you watch that far?
No, I searched IMDb and then I was scrolling through trying to find the clown, but there's so many different characters. Is this a guy got his mates going, hey, can you dress up as the zombie? And then they've got come in fancy dress going, yeah, what about if I'm a zombie clown?
I mean, that's like bloody Goliath, am I right? Yeah. Am I right, guys? Bloody.
Who are those voices? Let's introduce them now. Our first guest, first time at the podcast. He shares his name with a woman on Facebook from India with 4,995 friends who post some great viral videos of dancing dogs. Can you please welcome to the podcast, it's Rohan Ganju. Yeah.
Hey.
I honestly thought you were about to introduce Tim.
Who knew? Who knew?
Tim Clark is a very popular name amongst Indian women.
But I don't know, because we'll get
if you
into
say it with the accent, then it.
Oh, believe me, Rowan, I'm not. I mean, I'm saying it in my mind. What accent, though? That's the question.
But on Facebook, it's Rohan Ganju, Rohan Ganju. So nice. She named herself twice. That's how she's done it on there. So you can look that up, listeners, and look at that fun dancing dog video. Yeah. Also joining us is someone who shares their name with a German woman with a degree in applied sciences. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Alex J. Hey.
Oh,
ew.
Ooh, yeah. How fancy.
What's applied sciences?
I don't know. I'm not good with the science degrees.
I think applied means like you're actually physically doing stuff. You're not just.
So he sounds boring, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, she. It's a she.
She. Oh my God. Yeah. I did that.
Alex, women can be scientists too.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I knew that. I just didn't know we could apply science. I wasn't sure we were there yet.
Alex, women can be Alex's too. Okay.
Just well, so that's what know. I think I did this last time I was on. I assumed it was a man because I always get.
So
male
it's a
Alex's.
Pattern of behavior.
Yeah. Some would say it's systemic.
Yeah.
Also, I am part of the problem, yes.
Also joining us is a man who shares his name with the executive general manager at Myer in Melbourne. Can you please welcome Mr. Podcast himself? It's Tim Clark.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. For listeners at home, I already have pollmaker.com open.
Oh, yes.
The best Don't You Know Who I Am episode of 2020. And baby, I'm just waiting for so to drop the big old mic. Listeners, jump on there because I'm saying this from the past. You're listening in the present. In the future, get on there. Vote for this. Ooh, red hot app.
God.
I realise that people, as soon as they vote, they can see how many, who's winning, okay? At this stage, the Auntie Donna episode is winning the poll, okay?
Oh, well, that's not fair. They should be right. Handicapped.
Well, there's yeah. Also, that episode, there were six people. So maybe I'll go accumulatively, I'll divide it by like 0.75.
I just think they should be disqualified from the competition if there's going to be six of them. I just don't think that's fair.
Who is that person talking? Let's meet them now. And finally, when you type our next guest's name into IMDb, there are two listings, one as themselves in Stamptown Comedy Night and another under Fallout Boy, guess most insane thing Miley Cyrus could do at the 2015 MTV Music Awards. Can you please welcome back to the pod? It's Scout Boxall. Yeah. Yeah.
Genuinely?
Wait.
Were you involved in that at all?
No, that's not me.
If you type, and it comes under title, Scout Boxall.
Oh
title,
my God.
That's what
comes
up. What
was the title again?
Fallout Boy, guess most insane thing Miley Cyrus could do at the 2015 MTV Music Awards. The VMAs.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What? Okay, I'm looking it up now and I can't find anything. All I can find, because I thought you were just going to find another scout, because literally my entire inbox day to day is just full of scouts from sub-Saharan Africa.
Oh.
Just boy scouts being like, another scout? We're comrades. And I'm like, no, mate.
It makes sense that To Kill a Mockingbird would be huge in Africa.
Yeah. All right, our first game today is called You Can Quote Me On That, which is what I've done. I've gone through the internet and I've found quotes from all four of you. I'm going to read them out. If you think you know who said these things, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually said it if you're incorrect. So you can't lose points. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Names are your buzzers. Here we go.
If this first quote is about what is the most insane thing Miley Cyrus can do, I've got a good understanding of who it's going to be.
Right,
Alex first, J, biggest fan.
Thank you.
First one is this one. If you hang out near a bakery near the close of business, you'll notice the baker throws out all the unsold goods into the
Scout.
Dumpster. This is the perfect time to ambush the baker and steal their wallet. Yes, Scout. Scout. Yes, Scout.
Tim Clark.
No, that's Rohan Ganju.
No!
Rohan.
That sounds like a classic Tim Clark shenanigan.
Yeah,
why would I tweet about a crime that I do every Friday?
Oh, my God.
Was that a tweet of mine?
No, because you're not on Twitter, Rohan.
Right, when did I... What is that in?
You said this. You were doing some... How to be a uni student, how to be...
Oh, yeah.
It was an ad campaign, but it was actually very funny.
Oh, well, thank you.
And so it's you telling uni students how they can save money, and you were like, yeah, saying...
I'm not bakers.
Or, yeah, that's how you do it.
Stand by
nice.
It.
Nice.
Enemy of the working class, Rohan Ganju.
All right, our next question. My favorite podcast is the one where three white dudes interrupt each other for an hour.
Tim.
Yeah.
Yes, Tim.
Alex J.
You are correct. Yes, I put that to you. Yes.
Which one is that? What's the name of that one?
It's called All of Them.
Hey, come on.
Just kidding. Hey. Except mine and this one, and that's it.
No, I understand. I'm a white guy with a podcast. It's fine.
Look, any cancellation is good publicity. Right? You can get a whole new demographic, Josh.
I know. It'd be cool. Hey, speaking of cancelling is just bullying for people who themselves were bullied in high school. Who wrote that?
Rohan.
Yes, Rohan.
Was it Scout?
You are correct, Rohan. Yes.
Yes. Look, I'm not wrong, though.
No, not at all.
Like, it is just replicating the same hierarchies of bullying, but on your own terms. And I do a lot of LARP, so I know a lot about that kind of shit.
Getting bullied?
Yeah, getting bullied and then becoming a gatekeeper within your own small community and then using it to bully other people.
You bully the other LARPers? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let's just say I didn't get to be Viscountess of Sudenberg for fucking nothing. Bro.
Wait, that's you? Okay?
I know, that's me!
All right, next question. Here we go. Passing exams is a lot like driving a car. You have to accelerate to a good speed, maintain a cruising speed, keep your phone in your bag, and keep your eye out for roos and possums.
Tim?
Yeah. Yes, Tim.
Alex?
No, that was Rohan again. Yes. Same ad campaign. I'm telling you. You've got to get on that. Right.
Makes sense.
Okay, so for anything slightly uni-related. Study.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I heard passing exams and I thought one of us, who looks like the most reasonable person to pass an exam? Sorry.
Is that just because I'm wearing glasses? It's just because of the glasses.
1,000%, Alex. 1,000% the glasses. Yeah,
there's no lenses in these things.
Rohan is
There is. Their prescription, I promise.
Rohan is backlit, so he looks like he's giving testimony during this podcast.
Yeah.
A royal commission.
You keep saying his name. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, you're bleeping all of this out,
he's
right?
He's completely anonymous.
Yeah. So tell us more about the piss tape.
So listeners, if Rohan's voice isn't really, really deep, I've made a huge error in the editing. I'm very sorry.
You've got the wrong file.
Yeah, sometimes I like to do ads for.
It is weird that everyone who blows the whistle has that voice. I always thought that was, you just fire that guy immediately.
Yeah, it's just from blowing so many whistles. You got no air left. You just got to speak at a very low pitch. There's something there.
Next question. Chicks love movies with the word princess or switch or holidays in the title, whereas dudes love movies with words like European or gigolo.
Alex.
I heard Alex first.
That Tim?
That is Tim. Yes, you are correct.
Yes, I was going to say Tim.
It's a good one, Tim.
I remember that one. That was great.
No one does this injury like Tim Clark.
No one does it. Service with a smile. I would say, Rohan, go on Twitter to like my tweets if I hadn't already stolen at Rohan Gandrew earlier today.
All right, next question. I hope stand-up comedy never comes back. Been using this time to focus more on my day job, brackets, feeding sailors' dicks into my mouth, end brackets, and I'm worried someone's going to come down to where I work and knock them out.
Scout.
Yes, Scout.
It's Tim Clark.
Of course it's Tim Clark.
I was about to say that was you, Scott.
No, I couldn't do such an iconic throwback. But, oh, God. I remember seeing that tweet. I think I retweeted it. That's how
it was. There's a certain... I won't name the comic, but there is a comic in Melbourne who swears that he was at a gig where the first person who ever said that on stage.
What, Jimmy Carr?
No, oh, the dick in the mouth.
The dick in the mouth thing. The first person to say, I don't come to your work and knock the dicks out of your mouth, which is
when
like,
was that supposed to have happened? What year
well,
was
I,
that?
I've been doing comedy for 16 years and it's been the hacky thing for that long.
I feel like you've seen movies in the 80s where they reference stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be even older. I feel like that could literally be the 18th century.
Yeah.
True.
Like there's been sailors around for so fucking long.
Yeah. And dicks even earlier.
There were dicks in the Bible for sure, I reckon.
That's why Adam got his rib removed, so he can suck his own dick. That's why. Finally.
Well, God, it was so nice to be on another fellow creationist podcast again.
Next question. Drive-by casket viewing company called Up Close and Hersonal.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Scout?
You are correct. Yes, I put F2.
Yes. All right.
I was so proud of that joke.
That's very
nearly
good.
Enough fucking traction.
I thought of a scout, but for a split second, I was like, could you cram that into a university ad? Could this?
Have you been thinking about becoming a mortician? Well, how about we show you how to get up close and personal?
All right, next question. It's better to have been followed and unfollowed than to have never been followed at all.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Alex.
You are correct. Another point there for Tim.
So good, I immediately unfollowed her.
Yeah.
I noticed that. That was very cute. Very funny. Very funny.
All right, next question. Good afternoon to everyone except people who consistently post little health updates.
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Scout.
You are correct again. Another point there for Tim. Yeah.
All right. I'll be honest. I'm not going to point fingers. It was a real toss-up between two of you.
Hey, I'm offended by that.
I wasn't pointing fingers.
Dear.
And our last question for this game. My dad's name is Paul. I refuse to believe he was ever a child. No child has ever been called Paul.
Scout?
Tim?
Yes, Scout.
Alex?
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Scout.
Yeah.
Yes,
I am the daughter of Paul. It is correct.
What's your dad's name, Scout?
Peter. So Peter? Like it could be all right.
Yeah,
it'd be better.
My mum's name is Karen. So she's
see, like that's similar.
She's very upset
right?
with
is
the
she,
with
she
the
mad
last
about
six
the
months.
Thing? Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't clock it for a while, but then I had to explain to her when someone made a joke at her at a Boost Juice line. So now she just gives her name as Elizabeth or Josephine after her favorite literary heroines.
I'll tell you what, Scout, you think Karen in 2020 is a bad name? My mother's name is COVID-19. Yeah, it's bad. So, I mean, you couldn't have picked a worse time, could you?
That's crazy. Has she clocked it? Has she clocked it yet?
Has someone bullied her in a Boost Juice line?
We had to explain it to her. Just like, why am I getting so many rude texts?
So guys, much airtime on TV.
People keep trying to take my domain name.
Rohan, what's your dad's name?
Vinod.
Vinod?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a common Indian name?
I think every name in India is common because there's so many people.
I guess, yeah. A billion people.
Yeah.
Tim, what's Mr. Clark's name?
Ross.
Ross Clark.
Ross Clark.
That sounds like a man's name. Like even at, like,
sounds like someone famous or like
I think
leading character in a TV show.
Yeah, I think Ross Clark and Paul J would get along well.
One syllable, no
they're
bullshit.
Like, they're like the two guys in that ad for it's like, we're two men and we do jobs for you. We've not got much experience, but our friendship is strong.
And our names are short.
I think Scout's confusing a commercial with the Nothing Sus Skit House.
I don't get it.
But is that thing, when you have a child, you'd have to think, is this name going to suit them for the rest of their life? Not just when they're a little baby.
Yeah.
Because I'm almost 40, and I don't think Josh's should be over 30.
Really?
I really
what's the cutoff for you, Josh? When are you going to go to Joshua?
Joshua,
that's what
I don't
I was
know.
Say, yeah.
Well, when I direct a film, you know, Ben Affleck style, I'll be Benjamin Affleck.
Do you think Josh's should just have like the Logan's Run gem in their hand and they just get hunted down and killed at a certain age?
Yes. Please. Wait, I've got some That's gigs brutal. Coming up. Wait till after the gigs and then I'll shot me. Shoot. Yeah. All right, at the end of the game.
I wasn't advocating your murder, to be clear. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
At the end of that round, the scores are Alex, you're on 1 point. Scout,
yes.
2 points. Rohan, 3 points. But in the lead on 4 points, there's Tim Clark. It's all right.
Thank you. The crowd goes mild.
Oh, you also got the most laughs on your tweets, Tim.
That's true.
Killer
game. Point for that.
And this round, it's called We Are Family, and it's all about Tim. Now, we've all got families. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not so good. Today, we're talking about Tim Clark's family. We've just met Ross. Now, when Tim was still living at home, one night, Ross had a heart attack. Tim was asleep when it happened, so didn't find out until the next morning. But how did his mother actually tell him? Was it A, she woke him up in the morning and decided to tell him the news? not just of his dad, but also of the day. So this is what she said. She said, Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson have both died. Also, your father has had a heart attack and is in hospital. B, she asked him if he had checked his phone, but he hadn't. She then said, well, I sent you a text during the night. You might want to read it. Tim said, what was it? And she said, just read the text. Or C, she had left a note simply saying, Dad's in the hospital with a heart attack. Buy your own lunch today on a scrap piece of paper. On the other side of the piece of paper, though, was a drawing Tim had done of the baby from the Hangover films with sunglasses on. One Holy of these Jesus. Is true. You three asked him as many questions as you can. Try and get the truth out of him. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it incorrectly, mm-hmm. so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
And before we get started with the question, should point out, my dad, perfectly fine, mild heart attack.
Good. That was going to be my first podcast. Question. How's Russ? How's Russ doing these days?
Oh, what year did this happen?
That was going to be my question.
It was in 2009.
Does that answer anything?
Yes.
Well, I was just going to narrow down if the Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson thing was legit. Also, what year did The Hangover come out?
2009. Was that early? Yeah, it was 09, I think. Yeah. What was
great,
he doing?
Great year for cinema. Great. Oh.
What films were in the cinema that year, Tim?
Oh, you had The Hangover. Yeah. Part one of three. You had The Hurt Locker. You had Up. You had Up in the Air. You had Avatar. You had Precious, based on a novel push by Sapphire.
Was Avatar the same year as The Hangover?
No, it was the year after. It was 2010.
Avatar yeah. was later.
And Hurt Locker was 08. Tim was frigging all over the place with
I
that.
Thought...
Hang on.
This is all incorrect information. I'm sorry, I have to steal all this information. Avatar was 09. Hurt Locker was 09. Hurt Locker beat Avatar at the 09.
I thought...
Really? No.
I am cute.
You tell a lie.
It was because it was the husband, ex-husband, ex-wife scenario.
Oh, no, yeah, you are right. Yeah. Do you know the second one is coming out in 2022?
The second Avatar?
Supposedly.
Yeah. Or the second Hurt Locker?
This Back time it's personal. Iraq.
Oh, Hurt Locker 2, the exit strategy.
Wait, I got a question, Tim. What was your dad doing when he had the heart attack?
Clutching his chest and going, ow, ow.
He was asleep. Woke up, sharp pains in his chest.
Yeah, right.
I feel like you guys are harping on more about the heart attack specific. In all scenarios, the heart attack still happened.
Okay. What kind of...
Never on the table? Okay.
Oh, run! We lost valuable time! No!
Oh, my goodness.
I thought it was just a true or false.
And do you like to do drawings often? Or is the Hangover Baby your only
first and only drawing?
Yeah. To answer your question, Alex, yes, it was a combination of my two biggest joys in life. At the time, I was in last year of high school, so I was doing a lot of comm, studio arts. My plan was to go off and do art at uni, which never happened.
Oh.
But, I still like to do a lot of drawings.
You know how Sidney Nolan did his Ned Kelly kind of fascination, just did a whole series? That's Tim was doing that about The Hangover Baby, just a whole series of Hangover Babies.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I mean, why mess with perfection? You know what I'm saying?
Did your mum leave you money for lunch?
Yeah, she did. Because I'm one of four, so everyone else is younger than me, so we all had to buy lunch for that day at school.
How much did she leave?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm guessing it would have been around $50 or $100. It probably would have been a big note. Don't think.
What?
To buy for everyone or eat?
No, for everyone.
Right.
I was
so
about to say, Jesus
was that
Christ.
In like
I don't
one
think she's
note.
Just going to slap was down that... a lobster on the table and say, "Sorry, Dad's in hospital."
Well, no, but I'm saying, was that in one note or was that like split up into notes for each child?
I think it would have just been one note.
Right. So then you had the power in that situation.
That's right.
So you could have potentially just used that note.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, now that I think about it, I could have.
Yeah. And then gone to your dad in the hospital and gone, rah, and then you get even more money from inheritance.
Yeah. I would have been $50 up right now. I would have $250 right now.
Fuck.
Were you more upset about the Michael Jackson thing or the heart attack?
Or Farrah Fawcett?
Yeah, so she came in and said, Farrah Fawcett's dead, Michael Jackson's dead, also your dad's in hospital.
So she was trying to, like, a rule of threes thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impression. Never announce bad news one thing at a time.
She suckered me and I thought, oh, there's going to be a third celebrity. Wait a second.
The third one's always the crazy one.
Was it like a compliment sandwich where the only thing you're actually sad about is Michael Jackson? And then she puts it between two good pieces of news.
That's nice.
I'm glad that Farrah Fawcett's dead. I get to buy my own lunch. Sad about Michael Jackson. But the order
shame about the king of pop, but thank God my mortal enemy, Farrah Fawcett, is dead.
About time.
Curses it wasn't at my own hand.
What are people thinking? People have one they know this is the one? Rohan, I'll go to you first. What do you think?
I think it was probably the lunch money one.
Lunch money? So that was C, okay?
With the hangover baby picture.
Yeah.
C, yeah, C.
All right. Alex, what are you thinking?
I'm going to say the hangover baby picture one too.
Okay, and Scout?
Do we have to be unanimous?
No, you don't. You can go rogue.
Okay, I reckon it was the Farrah Fawcett one.
The Farrah Fawcett one. Scout, you are correct. It was the Michael Jackson one. Yes.
No way.
Holy shit.
Oh, what a cool mom. I love it.
That's an incredible
joking
power move.
As she said it, like, was it meant to be sort of a funny way to tell you or something?
I think in the hubbub of the day, I think it was close to what you were saying, Rohan, where it was a compliment kind of sandwich, where it's just like, I'll ease him into it by introducing the notion of death with viral celebrities he has no connection with, but twist in the tale, someone in his own family.
Yeah, so kind of like, you should be grateful your dad's still alive because Michael Jackson just died.
Because it could be heaps worse. Just look at Farrah.
Yeah. All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Alex, 1 point. Rohan, good. 3 points. Scout, 3 points. But in the lead now on 6 points, it's Tim Clark.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many points as you, many questions you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it incorrectly because they will get your point if you are incorrect. So, to Rohan, during lockdown, Tim was doing a Zoom gig when halfway through, a woman unmuted herself and said, "How do I exit this?" And then Tim had to spend the next few minutes instructing an audience member how to leave a Zoom meeting.
I fucking hope that's true.
So that's to you, Rohan. You can ask him questions.
Yeah, right.
Just want to say I'm available for gigs now. me at Mr. Timothy Clark, Twitter,
and
Instagram.
And Zoom instructional videos.
I'll come in. I'll help out.
What joke were you doing when she, or was it crowd work?
I gave up on the crowd work aspect pretty early on in the gig.
In your career?
It's not that fun when you have everyone type their own name into Zoom so you can see it with their faces in the gig.
Oof.
Also, they're all muted, so they can't ask back.
Yeah.
They also didn't appreciate my prop comedy, where I got up and pretended I was getting a delivery, and then a box from off screen that said "good comedy," and I said,
"That's amazing."
This is where they're wrong. If they didn't like that is on there. That is a very good joke, Tim.
That is.
This has got to be a false story. That's
and
impossible.
And that's like you're using the Zoom medium in such an innovative way. Man, they didn't know what they were getting.
No. Well, true artists are never laughed at in their time, as they
say.
They weren't liking it, and I think it was pretty much after that when I said, "You guys are a great crowd." You guys are a great crowd. Thank round of applause for yourselves for coming out supporting online comedy. That she said, how do I leave this? And I don't think she knew how to actually click the leave meeting button.
Right. That seems implausible to me just because, one, I'm like a dum-dum who couldn't organize my audio recording for this thing, and I'm seeing a big leave button. It's in red. And also, I'm aware that I can just click X on this, and I'm aware that I can close my laptop, or at worst, I can just walk away from the screen. And then
well, Rohan, congratulations. You're better at computers than an old woman. Well done.
But we have the same taste in comedy, me and her.
How old do you reckon?
60s, maybe?
69?
Yeah, 69.
Dude, nice. That's why you do crowd work.
What do you think, Rohan? Yes or no?
Nah.
You are incorrect. That is a true story. A point there for Tim.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Dude.
Well, then I believe that she was doing that intentionally to be rude. Because yeah, I
that
think
was a roast.
You've got to figure out, you click the X. It's like closing any other thing.
Well, the thing about that, Rohan, is she was one of the moderators or like admins. So if
what
she,
was this for?
Whoa.
It could have left and canceled the meeting altogether. So I had to tell her. Meeting for all.
Right, okay, yeah.
The hecklers we all deal with. Someone asking, how do I leave this gig? And you would tell them how to open a door. The great heckler comeback.
All right, so to Tim now. Now, Alex once dated a man who would always wear a fedora. Now, that wasn't the reason they broke up, but it did not help. A few years after breaking up, she got curious one night and searched his name on Insta. She noticed not only was he still rocking the fedora, he had really leaned into it, and every post was hashtagged fedorable.
That's yeah, so embarrassing.
Nah. All right, so many questions. First off, why wasn't it a deal breaker? main question. Secondly, was he, like, was there much else on his normal outfit that went along with the fedora? Like, was he wearing suit? Lot, or was it a lot of chain wallets and checkered Vans sneakers?
More of the chain wallet vibe. There was a lot of leather cuffs, if that helps.
Oh. Alex, I'm sorry to tell you, I think you dated me in 2000. leather cuff, chain wallet, fedora.
Really?
I had the chain wallet, absolutely.
I also had both those things as well.
I had
a studded belt.
Yeah, that's great.
I had leather cuffs and a fedora in 2007.
Well, now if I'm not wearing that outfit, how am I going to listen to Scar?
Exactly.
If I'm not wearing that outfit, how am I going to subtly signal to everyone who comes in to interact with me that I'm in the fucking closet?
Yeah. If I'm not wearing that outfit, how do I do my street magic? It's really like...
How do I skank with tight jeans? They've got to be baggy.
You want those bootleg fucking just jeans boot cut.
You want that straight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to be absolutely shapeless. Wearing an Emily the Strange t-shirt.
Yes, oh absolutely.
God. That's him.
I'm just a daddy looking to cherry pop.
Nope. Oh, Jesus Christ. I just choked, literally choked on that joke.
Scout's joking because she's trying to eat a really big fish.
You're a piece of shit, Timothy Clark.
Woo!
Did he have the same fedora all the time?
Yes, it was one fedora. He was very proud of it.
So he's kind of like Indiana Jones in that way.
Yeah.
I think he's got more now in his arsenal from what I can see on Instagram.
Oh, true. So he's got like the casual fedora, then the formal fedora, and then like a job interview fedora. And
one with the strip, the ribbon, and then just like a plain one just for Sundays.
One
I guess.
Says my other fedora's in the wash.
A fedora that just says Wednesday that he's wearing on Tuesday. He's like, oh, give a fuck.
One that says press in case a big scoop breaks.
Yeah. Card.
And then obviously one that has like my mum went to 2009 and all she got me was this stupid fedora.
Okay, what do you think, Tim? Do you think this is yeah or nah?
I think this is a nah.
You are correct. Another point there for Tim, yes. Kind of based on true though.
Kind of based on truth. I did date a gentleman who wore a fedora, and he wore it unironically, and I was unfortunately super into it and thought it was really cool. So maybe
it
was me, Tim.
Did you make him wear it when you fucked?
I don't... That's do you have a Patreon, Josh? We could.
Yeah. If it's not on, it's not on.
Yeah. Tales.
This week's Patreon, the top 5 times I fucked a man in a fedora.
And I made him wear it.
There's something there about like tip your hat / yeah. just the tip. Yeah. Like just the tip of the hat, my lady.
All right, so a point there for Tim. So to Alex.
Mm. Yes.
When Scout was still living at home, their dad had a fall down the stairs, passed out, and broke his nose. Scout was awoken by their dog barking, went out, turned the light on, and saw their dad lying in a pool of blood. Scout then vomited and passed out. Scout's mother woke up and saw her family both passed out in pools of blood and vomit and called 000. Yeah or nah?
Why is this all about dad's nearly dying today?
Now
this
I'm
is
worried
the
about
dad special.
I'm yeah. worried about Paul now. What's he up to tonight? Okay, Scout. I have a question. Okay, wait. So your mum called 000 for yep. you both. Okay, were yep. you both unconscious at the time?
I was coming to. Dad was fully unconscious. Like, he literally fell down a flight of stairs, like a big fucking flight of stairs, and landed on his face and just yeah. crushed his nose into the rest of his face.
Big flight and of stairs. So it was a nice house.
Yeah, it was a nice house, if you wanted to cool. know. It was very nice.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Uh-oh, Gange is coming in with that bad cop routine.
Talking about if capital gains in Sydney, baby.
Did he fall or was he pushed?
What kind of inheritance is he leaving?
Well, mum's the breadwinner, so dad would have just
for mum.
Left us with an old saddle and a bunch of cows out in Colac.
And a big dent in the floor.
Yeah. When mum,
and a
when
huge
mum,
cleaning bill.
When we went to the hospital, they actually separated mum from me and dad and asked us about what had happened because they thought that mum had just bashed both of us. And
well,
they
yes.
were too scared to say anything. And then the
That's
actual
so
story seemed so, yeah, I know, women can abuse people too, right? 2020, baby.
Yeah, what year is this?
I was home for holidays from uni and it would have been 2014.
Okay.
My baby sister was out of town. Otherwise, she probably would have just had a heart attack and died.
God, there'd be three of you then. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, mum. Okay, and so when you fell, you vomited and then fell over.
Yep.
Sorry, did you injure yourself?
I don't know. I think I knocked my shoulder. I think I like just sort of went like and then crumpled. Right. But I remember like the beginning of vomiting and then nothing. And then like came to kind of on the ground, very confused, and then sort of went out again. And then the ambos were there. It was all a very cooked night. But I remember like seeing my dad and like having that very visceral reaction of like, holy shit, there is so much blood. Like I just turned on the okay. kitchen light and it was just a pool. Anyway, it was cooked. Yeah, it was real cooked.
And that's what made you vom. Are you
yes.
historically then, not into seeing blood or is that like
yeah,
a one-off?
I'm a massive wimp. I can't have mm-hmm. needles, even though I have about 25 tattoos, which is a bit weird.
Do you just look away when they're tattooing you or?
Well, no, because it's not like they're not taking the blood out of you.
It's not
as soon as
out.
It's coming out of you, that's a game changer. Like I tried to give blood last year and just passed out. And they were like, you're wasting our time. And I was like, I'm just trying to help.
Just PTSD from that awful experience with your dad.
Yeah.
So I don't want to swing anyone's vote here, but I'm really hoping that Josh wrote this story just for the image of him ignoring his two kids outside while he hunkers over a laptop going, and then the dad fell down, balls fall against the ground, and then daughter saw it, and then she threw up. And then the
mum came in.
Oh dear.
Can I? And how was your mum's reaction? Like, was she kind of like chill and in control? Or?
Yeah, she was very chill and in control. She was a classic Karen, in that she just got to work and called the Ambos. But yeah, she was pretty unnerved when they like suspected that there had been foul play. But then she realized as she was describing the story that it sounded so implausible. Like it sounded like the exact kind of thing that someone would say if they just committed a terrible crime.
Right.
It's like, oh, I just came out and they were both lying there, but all the doors were locked. I don't know what happened.
So what do you think, Alex?
I reckon nah.
You are incorrect. It was a true story.
No way. Yeah, baby.
No fucking way. Oh my God.
Can I tell the final bit of the story?
Yes,
Josh,
please.
Please. So
my dad's face was like fucked up, but he was like 70 at the time that this happened. And so the doctors were like, you well could have died if you'd like broken a rib or if you'd landed the wrong way. But all that you broke, all he got was passed out and a concussion, which wasn't great, and a broken nose, also not great, but like manageable. And he is convinced that the reason that he survived is because he's been doing Pilates for like 10 years. And so he's like, my bones are just stronger than the average man's. But then I was like, but you still got your face really like wrecked. And then he was like, but think about it. What's the one muscle that you don't strengthen with Pilates? And that is the nose. So.
I've got to agree with Peter. I think that's sound logic. That is sound logic.
Is that the only muscle you don't use in Pilates? Your nose.
That's what he said. He's like, well, I've never strengthened my nose or my face in Pilates, so that's why I was vulnerable. That was my Achilles heel, he reckons. Mm. Then early this year, just when COVID started, he got charged by a cow out in Colac. And he got knocked to the ground. He didn't get injured again. And he called me from the hospital and he's like, I'm so lucky I kept up the Pilates, Matt. I'm so lucky I kept up the Pilates. I'm just strong. I got stronger bones than the average 74-year-old. Stronger bones.
It sounds like your dad was just inventing like a cool term for doing coke.
Yeah.
You're going to go stretch the nose, if you know what I mean.
The old nose stretcher.
To scout. When Rohan was in year six, he thought a thing that would make him cool would be if instead of saying bless you when someone sneezed, he would say Gesundheit. His teacher hated it and would tell him off, but pretty soon everyone in the class would say Gesundheit, and one day the teacher stormed out of the classroom, walked into the corridor and just screamed, came back in and didn't say anything. Yeah or nah?
Oh, God. What was the subject?
It was like primary school, so it wasn't really like it. She was just like kind of the general. I don't know if it was like called the homeroom teacher at that point, but she was just the kind of teacher who taught you for the kind of all the main classes, and then sometimes you'd go to like a
art or
whatever. Yeah.
Did you know what Gesundheit meant?
I think I just saw it. I saw it in like a movie or something. I feel like Timon said it in The Lion King. I don't know, like something like that. Is like, yeah,
okay.
What does it mean?
How old were you? It means God bless you, but in German.
Okay,
yeah. How old were you at the time?
Year six, so 11.
And why, what did she just scream a guttural scream, or did she like scream something in particular?
It wasn't like a scream, it was just more of a like, ah, like kind of like that through gritted teeth.
And she just never said anything.
Well, you know, didn't really say much, I suppose.
Were you like a troublemaker in school?
I was a little stinker. I had a little slingshot poking out my back pockets, grabbed my skateboard. Get strangled by my dad. one of those is true.
And you're sure
I wasn't too bad. That wasn't even an intentional way to piss her off.
No, you were just saying something you thought was cool.
Yeah, but it just
so
sort
it wasn't
of...
like she was just over your shenanigans for the that's been going on the whole year, and that was her last straw.
Every time a teacher gets upset, I assume there's just the general crushing weight of their existence driving the kind of breakdown. So, like, I'm sure it wasn't just the Gesundheit thing. But yeah.
Now we're sure it was a massive scream and not just a big sneeze.
That's where I thought the story was going to end.
Yeah. She wasn't just not saying anything. She was giving you ample time to root.
She was, well, yeah, maybe she just didn't want to hear Gesundheit so bad. She's like, I have to sneeze outside, otherwise these punks are going to hit me with the G word.
What do you think, Scout? You think this is a true or a false story? Yeah or nah?
I'm going to say yeah.
You, Scout, are incorrect. It was a false story.
No.
For Rohan.
It had nice little details in it, though.
Mm. I'm a sociopath, so I can lie really easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that's unnerving. Your fucking tone of voice did not change once through that.
Is that why you're anonymous and we're not allowed to see you? Because you're convicted.
That is why I'm the head of Anonymous. Thank you for bringing it up.
What's JFK Jr. like?
A little peek behind the curtain with the writing on this one. Originally, the story was that every time someone sneezed, Rohan was going to say Ganju.
That's funny.
I thought, no, I'm going to change it to a teacher yelling.
That sounds like something Rohan would do today.
all right, at the end of that round, the scores are Alex, you're still on 1 point.
That's okay.
Scout, you're now on
I'm
4
right
points. Rohan on 4 points, but in the lead on 8 points, it's Tim Clark.
Oh, God.
And he's just looking good.
Sick of him. Mm-hmm. Sick of it.
That's right.
I don't know, guys. I've heard a lot of good things about this Tim Clark. Trying to get my own snide comments in.
All right, this round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about the four of you. If you think you know who it's about, you buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Our first one is this. Who went to London and spent a lot of time fantasizing about how they would react if they were mugged?
Tim?
Yeah.
Yes, Tim.
Alex.
No, that was Rohan. Point off to you. Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to do that next time.
How do you imagine you would get mugged, Ryan?
I guess like it's usually like a bunch of people, but I take them down anyway.
Oh, so you're not a flight, you're a fight.
I'm sort of like, I'm one of the guys where they point a gun at me and I grab it and hold it to my head and say, you think I fucking care? See what they do.
All right, next question. Whose mum once sat them down in front of Michael Cera, bought them both a drink and then left them to make conversation only for them to say, I like your hat, and Michael Cera saying, I like your shoes, and then leaving?
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Scout.
You are correct. Yes, that was Scout. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I need context on that.
Mum conned her way into a friend of ours worked at the Sydney Opera House, and they knew that there was a play coming that Michael Cera was in, and Mum knew that I had a big crush on Michael Cera. So Mum conned her way into the like after the first preview party with Michael Cera there, and then just dragged me in front of Michael Cera and then just left me. And
we How did she con it?
How did she con her way in?
Also, that's insane that your mum was just like, oh, that's cute. She's got a crush on Michael Cera. I'll arrange for them to fuck.
Yeah. I have to say, I am loving Karen more and more throughout this episode. She's my hero.
She's a treat. She's a treat. Yeah.
What was the play?
It was like this play that was, it had, what's it, not Macaulay Culkin, the other Culkin kid?
Kieran.
Yeah, it was both of them and... I can't remember what the play was called. I didn't see the actual play. Like, I just snuck into the party.
I am laughing at the idea of Michael Cera and Kieran Culkin in Waiting for Godot.
I was about to do the same joke.
Well. All right, we all know one play with two men.
One play.
Right. Oh, no. I was going to say Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, which
I could have been.
That's a good one.
Could have been. God, such a weedy boy.
So you were no longer horny for him after the meeting?
It was incredibly awkward and honestly just very embarrassing, and I was very anxious that we were going to just get turfed out.
I'm shocked that a meeting with Michael Cera was awkward.
He's so carefree. He's like, que sera, sera, sera.
Oh, God, that's good.
Is it?
Oh, it's, yeah, no, it is. By Tim Clark standards, it's pretty fucking fresh.
All right, next question. Who here has a Michael Jackson tattoo?
Rohan.
I heard Scout first.
Oh, well, I was going to guess Rohan. But now all of you guessed each other, so I'm going to say it's Alex.
You are correct.
Yes.
It is. It's correct.
Is it just his initials or what is it?
Yeah, it's like a little symbol that he uses, like an M that goes into a J. Okay. I got it about 4 months ago. I think it was.
So after we all knew.
After the documentary, yeah.
Does it say innocent underneath it?
Yeah. Until proven guilty.
Never proven, yeah.
Under the OJ tattoo.
There's a little Peter Pan flying next to it.
There's a Michael Jackson affair sitting in my dad. Because you got it too soon. You thought, I'm going to have to try factor here.
No, I got it like 15 years ago. It's don't cancel me.
Hey, that tattoo's too old for Michael Jackson to fuck.
Oh! I don't know if that makes it in the final edit.
I think it will.
Yes, not a
What's
coward.
He going to do, sue us?
He'll Beat settle. It. That's what he does.
All right, next question. Who once went back to a person's house after this person said to them, want to come back and check out my knife collection?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Scout?
Yes, you are correct.
Absolutely, Scout.
Why would you do that?
It was Michael Cera. What are you going to say?
Because I thought if you're so upfront
He brings
about
it with
it,
him on the road.
If you're so upfront about it, obviously you're not going to use them. And also...
That's bad logic.
It's terrible logic. But also the thing was...
Surely a murderer wouldn't offer to show me his knives.
Yeah.
He was a knife. He was... Also, I quite like knives as well. So it was like mutual admiration. Mm. But... He was a barber and he lived above a butcher shop in Hawthorne. So I essentially went back and just fucked Sweeney Todd.
Really?
And I lived to tell the tale. And then 4 months later, I broke up with him via text. Because I didn't want to do it in person with all the knives.
That's smart. Yeah.
All right. Next question. Who here once met gangland figure Tony Mockbell?
Rohan.
Alex.
Yes, Rohan.
Tim Clark.
Yes, you are correct, yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I was friends with his nephew and I met him at his house once. Well, I say house, more of a houseboat approaching Greece. But yeah, I was friends with his nephew in primary school.
Was he the one who wore the wig?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was, his lawyer was, his surname's Gobbo, which makes me laugh every time.
It's right. So good.
She wow. was lawyer. She Classic was lawyer Gobbo. X. So it ended up it was Gobbo.
If you pitched Gobbo as a surname in a writer's room,
no, get out of here.
Okay, who here recently did a gig in a park where a dog came over and just took a shit in front of the performance?
Alex.
Yeah.
I heard Alex first.
Rohan.
No, that was Tim. Point
oh,
Alex.
Tim, you poor yes. thing. You're not having a good run, are you?
No, this is actually a great...
Then the dog asked, how do I leave this park?
It was...
Was this the gig with the tiny amp that made the voices clap?
That is correct, yeah. It was a tiny, tiny amp was brought to the park for this gig. It was a great gig, actually. Super, super fun. The amp made people's voices softer.
They also gave every audience member binoculars but said, look through them the wrong way. So they looked further away.
And yeah, the dog took a shit next to me and then the owner tried to walk away.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Then I got onto the microphone, the source of all my power, and then I shamed them into saying, hey, come back! You've got witnesses here!
Excellent.
Clean up this shit and also pick up what your dog did.
Oh, who here once hugged a taxi driver because they thought they were their cousin?
I mean, this one's very obvious, I think.
But, Scout. Yes, Scout. Run. Yes, you are.
Freebie!
But the trick there, Rohan, was like, were they going to admit it by guessing? Like,
yeah, that's like...
you absolutely should have said yeah.
They all just go around the room for ages, just like, oh, yeah.
Josh, was it you?
It's probably Tim again.
I was in India at the time, which I think makes it more reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was... Yeah. What they did they come and pick you up from the airport, or...?
No, they dropped us off at the airport and, like, I just met so many relatives and Indian people all look the same to me. So, like, I just got them confused.
Now, for listeners at home who need a bit of context about why he's allowed to say this, Rohan is a massive racist.
Yeah.
But he owns it. He owns it, so yeah. It's okay.
He's so confident with it.
I even named myself Rohan Ganju to make fun of stupid foreign names.
Who here vomited in the Vatican?
Tim.
Yes, yeah. Yes, Tim.
Alex.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Tim.
Thank you, Timothy.
Classy
thank you.
Lady.
Mm-hmm. It was just, I was 21 on a Kentucky tour, so like all you care about is the partying at night, and then the attractions the next day are just fodder. Like I slept through, like I didn't go to Venice, like I just slept through the gondolas in Venice, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
It's just a glorified tinny, isn't it?
Thank you.
But you can't listen to Jason Derulo in any club in the world.
I've been on a tinny. I've done it.
Yeah. Sorry to hear you went through that, Alex. Sounds like the worst thing that's happened to a young person at the Vatican.
We're really sticking it to the pedos today.
Yeah. I don't care who I offend. Pedophiles, murderers. I'll take them all down.
Wow, brave man.
All right, next one. Whose flatmate once clogged a toilet with rice?
Scout?
Yes, Scout.
Tim.
No, that was Rohan. Point off, Scout.
Why?
Wait, how did he get the rice in there?
The toilet?
Now, guys, this could be very racist, and I'm very excited to hear what he has to say about this.
No, so he came into the kitchen and opened the bin, which was the only bin we had in the house at the time, and he was like, oh, this bin's full. And I was like, yeah. And then he had like a thing with him, and then he walked into the bathroom, and then like a little while later I went to use the bathroom and it was full of rice, and I was just like, why is there rice in the bin? He was like, because it was stale. So basically, there was stale rice in the rice cooker, and the bin was full. So he just threw it in the toilet.
And he didn't think that the rice would expand immersed in water.
I don't know what his line. I think it's that like, well, you eat rice and then you poop rice and then you like.
Oh, no,
so there's I
mate.
Like yeah, but
it sounds like your roommate dropped their iPhone into the toilet, got it, had to improvise with a bunch of rice.
Cut out the middle man. Why use a bowl?
The bad thing was I did a poo on top of it because I
Jesus,
Rowan,
needed to. And then like we couldn't get anything to flush, so we
so much worse. That's so much worse.
If we cooked the rice, if we thought maybe if we cooked the rice, it would soften it and go through.
Oh,
so we
God.
Poured like boiling water into the toilet.
How is this?
And like it didn't really cook the rice because the rice was already stale. So it just kind of cooked the poo and just made the house smell like real bad.
How is this story my roommate clogged up the toilet with rice and not I shit on a big pot of rice?
I still blame him. We argue about it every time we see each other.
It's a real chicken and the egg situation.
Our final question for the game.
It was chicken and eggs. How did you know?
Who here was fired from a job for swearing at a child?
Rohan.
Yes, Rohan.
Is this Scout?
Yes, it is Scout. Point there for
Yay.
Rohan.
What did they do?
They deserve it.
They absolutely did. It was my first job. No, my first like out of high school job. And the kid, like it was like coming up to Christmas. And so we had like this huge display that I had taken like an hour to fucking put together, and this little monster of a child came in and then just literally like looked me dead in the eyes and just hit it and like started tearing it apart, and I was like, stop that. I was like, no, stop that, no. And I was trying to be like super nanny and be really cool about it, and then eventually he just kept going because he was a little psychopath, and so I said, you're being a little shit. And at that moment his mum came around the corner. And then she was like really snooty. And then she went up to the counter and basically told the woman who owned the place that she needed to fire me. And I was getting cash in hand, and I was like 18 years old. So she just fired. But that kid fucking deserved it. So
yeah.
Where the fuck was she that whole time?
Exactly. She was coming just around off the corner looking at the Norwegian like wood blocks. They just sell like cubes of wood that are round in the edges, and they're all $20 because they're Norwegian. And her child is just laying waste to my Christmas display.
If my parents ever found strangers yelling at us, they would just be like, what the fuck did this stupid kid do?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Like, as if you're not mortified by your child just like standing in the middle of the wreckage of a shop display, just like just smiling like a fucking lunatic.
I'm from the generation where other parents could smack you. That was a thing that my parents would say, thank you for doing that. Thank you.
Sorry, I was busy.
It'd be a great generation if other parents could smack you but not your own.
Yeah.
Outsourcing.
Look at that Christmas display. I reckon they're getting too big for their britches. Why don't you take them down a notch?
At the end of the game, the scores are Alex J on 1 point. Well done, Alex. Rohan Ganju on 6 points. Scout Boxall on 5 points. And our winner on 9 points is Tim Clark. Well done, Tim.
Yay, Tim Clark.
The people's princess.
Yes. Now, Tim, you're on a pretty good record. I think you've won the last couple of times of this.
Yeah, I come in with like a lot of energy and just like, I'm going to be silly. But I actually come here to play very seriously. I looked at I looked at all your Twitters before this. I watched every ad campaign about uni.
Now, Tim, as you win, you can plug whatever you want to plug first. This is going out tomorrow.
I've got a couple of gigs coming up. I'll put all the details up on my Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Timothy Clark. But yeah, comedy's back, so check it out. If I don't see it beforehand, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, listener.
There you go.
Excellent. Nice.
Rohan, where can people find you?
Facebook. And check out Tim's Twitter. It seems funny.
I'll back his recommendation. I've also heard good things.
Scout, where can people find you?
Scout Boxall on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you want advice answered by a dumb bitch, I do a column called Dumb Bitch Advice. So please submit any of your dumb bitch quandaries, and the next volume's coming out tomorrow. Yeah, it's good stuff. But other than that, comedy's back. So, buddy, get amongst it.
Excellent. And Alex J, where can people find you?
Yes. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at AlexJ1. And can I plug my own podcast on this podcast?
Of course you can, yes.
Great. Yes. I have a podcast called The Ladies Guide to Dude Cinema that I co-host with fellow comedian Beck Charlwood. And it's a fun time. You should come across.
Excellent. What's the last film you've seen for it?
Just today we released American Psycho with guest Rosie Piper.
Ooh.
Yes.
Good line.
Very interesting film.
Hey, everyone listen to this. The live stream shows that we did earlier in the year are now all for sale again. So they're up for 24 hours and they went away. And now you can buy them and own them forever. But you can only buy them for the month of December. So they're $50 for all 10 episodes. That's over 11 hours with a whole bunch of comedians, people like Ursula Carlson, Beth Stelling, Gareth Reynolds, Will Anderson, Steph Tisdale, Celia Piccola, a whole bunch of people. So make sure you get on that if you haven't already seen it. And as Tim mentioned earlier as well, there is the poll. So vote for the best episode of the year.
Get on there, baby. Poll-makers.com. Check it out. Don't you know who I am? DYKWI... Do not interrupt me, Josh. I will start again. Don't you know who I am? Why aren't you voting in the Don't You Know Who I Am poll?
Jesus Christ.
K for...
How do I log out of Zoom?
Thanks, everyone. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks, Josh. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.